Sunshine Coast Lightning. We are so excited. Tara Hinchcliffe is joining us.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go back. Hinchcliffe, no Kurt.
Oh, I've written the C down.
I know.
Have you had that all your life?
All your life?
Yeah, I don't correct it. I don't mind. But thanks, Caroline. I just leave it.
First of all, congratulations, Vice Captain.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I guess it's a big honour. And I think with the list that we've got this year, I was definitely surprised. But I think, yeah, the group we've got, they're super supportive. And it's nice to have, I guess, their support behind me and backing for this season.
And you're back this season after that pesky ACL. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really good now. I guess, yeah, it's such a long process and the 12 months definitely drag towards the end. But I've had a few practice games under my belt now and it's definitely feeling good. So I'm just trusting in that and, yeah, really excited for the season to kick off.
It's about the worst, isn't it, as far as, you know, ACL. Doesn't matter what athlete you are, ACL's the one that it's going to hurt. It just takes such a long time to repair.
Yeah, I guess so. And I think that's the thing with sport. It brings you the highest of highs and sometimes the lowest of lows. But also perspective. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a sore knee for a little bit of time and all it stopped me doing was playing sport. So I guess in the bigger picture, I was pretty lucky. And yeah, we've got such a great team here. The medical staff were really great in getting me back. So
Hang on. Because our newsreader currently has a husband in a knee brace who has had the ACL surgery and needs that whole, you know, full-time care thing, help me go to the loo kind of stuff. Were you, you know, an annoying kind of person to look after?
I think I was very aware. I was trying not to be. I definitely would have been, though. I went back home to mum and dad's for the first couple of weeks. At the start, it definitely is very rough and you feel very stripped of any independence. After a few weeks, I could come back on the coast, which was nice to be back around the girls and take myself to the toilet, which is definitely a privilege that I will never take for granted.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it, when you need help with that? So did you do what you're told? Did you stay seated and still and all that?
Yeah, I did. That was my second knee last year. So I learned a lot the first time. There's a balance between pushing the boundaries and wanting to push a little bit more, but also listening to your body and doing what you're told. So I was trying to balance that fine line, but I think we did a pretty good job of it. It's definitely rough staying still, though. That's not my favourite thing to do.
Yeah. All right, so let's have a look at this season. Obviously, the lineup is incredible. Lizzie Watson, Courtney Bruce, we are just so excited to see you girls take the team, not in a practice match. The Swifts were excellent. In 2023, can we beat them?
Absolutely, I think we can. I think, yeah, the pre-season games, I guess we're doing our analysis based on that at the moment. It's always hard. There's nothing like in-season. And I was watching back some of the games from last year this week, and I think, yeah, they're definitely strong. They've got a consistent lineup again, and they're lethal across the whole court. They've got their star shooter back too, so in defence, we've got a lot of work cut out for us. But I think we have some confidence after our last practice game just last weekend, so we're ready to go.
Absolutely. Last weekend, you looked on fire, 42-40 against the Fever. Fever, always hard to beat. Interesting, because they're Courtney Bruce's old team. How did that go?
Yeah, I think it's always an interesting one. I think we just wanted to get around her and support her. It's always hard playing your old team for the first time again. So I think it's also good, though, to get that ticked off in pre-season. Then when we come into the real season, we've got Fever in round two when we're going over to Perth for that one. So I think it was good to get that ticked off for her and for everyone just to shake off the cobwebs and get going. And again, they're another lethal team. I think every team this year is going to be really hard to beat. So we've got to be challenged and ready every week.
All right. Oh, I know. So it's this Sunday, April 14, 4 o'clock at Uni SC. Tickets are on sale now. We need that arena full, don't we?
Absolutely. There's nothing like our home crowd and everyone says it's the most intimidating court to come and play on. So we need it packed to the brim so we can really shake the Swifts.
Do you like the expectation, Tara? Because, I mean, I guess it's one of the most solid lineups the Lightning's had. Everyone's going to be expecting a lot more from you. Would you rather come in as a bit of a dark horse, keep it nice and quiet, or loud and proud? Look at this team we've got. We're unstoppable.
Yeah, I guess probably option B. I think you can't shy away from our list on paper. It's exceptional and we've recruited really well. I think the exciting thing for us is this preseason we've had to use all of our team, all of our training partners as well, and it's been pretty seamless. So I think, yes, we've got the big guns, but I think the depth in our group is probably our biggest strength. And compared to other teams, I think we also just need to own that, yeah, our list is great and we need to own that and work really hard to make sure that we can prove, yeah, why we should be able to win. And that's definitely our aim, is to get to finals.
Well, Tara Hinchcliffe, you have been excellent at directing play from off the court. Your support from the sidelines last year was legendary, but it's going to be so much fun seeing you do it with a bib on.
Yeah, thank you. I can't wait. I'll be a little bit more puffed and sweaty, but definitely excited.